The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant, an NRG company, and by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
Welcome into the regular season debut of Texans Extra Points. It's been 9 months since the Texans have actually suited up in a game that means a whole heck of a lot, and it is just like a birth. It's a new baby this 2015 season. My name's Drew Doherty. I'm your host. I'm really excited because Danielle Manning, as well as Brian T. Smith, join me. Danielle, of course, a standout NFL safety, spent the last 4 or 5 years here with the Texans. And Brian T. Smith is a columnist with the Houston Chronicle. We're going to get to those guys in just a bit. But we got to get some quick hits going because tomorrow the Texans take on the Kansas City Chiefs. And if you didn't know it, defensive end J.J. Watt, he's not just a football player. He's an animal.
It's like an animal in a cage. You know, you rattle the cage and hope they unlock it. Maybe the lock falls off. You hope somehow you're going to get out of the cage. And I think on Sunday they're finally going to open up the cage for me, and I can't wait. I'm pretty hungry.
All right, Watt is the tip of the sword on what is a pretty darn good defense. But across the way, Kansas City, they've got a defense of their own. And Bill O'Brien knows his offense is going to be challenged by it.
As it relates to Tamba Ali, I've called plays against him in the past, and it's not easy. It's not easy.
They have a challenging defense, some very good pass rushers. But, you know, I faced a lot of good pass rushers. I faced both of them before. So, you know, we have a great game plan going into it on you know, how to battle them.
And since mid-July, the cameras of NFL Films, HBO's Hard Knocks, have been in Houston at camp at NRG Stadium. And needless to say, Bill O'Brien, not too sad to see him go this week.
Probably in my 45 years, probably one of the best days of my life. Next to the birth of my children and my wedding, I guess. No offense to Hard Knocks, though.
Also tomorrow, we're going to see Jadeveon Clowney for the first time since last November. The outside linebacker been recovering from microfracture knee surgery, and he's ready to go.
5 days, 3 days, 2 days. So I'm just counting down, just ready to get out there and play, man, and looking forward to being out there again. It's been a long time, and I'm excited.
Okay, that's Clowney. Let's start with the defense. It's only natural. You played on this defense last year. You saw what he can do. What, though, stands out most to you about the 2015 Texans defense that has you excited, Danielle?
Well, one thing, they've got to have so many names on that defense. It's crazy. I mean, they've all played well when I was there with them. It's different every year, but with this coaching staff that they have, especially with Romeo coming in, and he had those guys in the right position. They stay hungry all the time. I know that they're going to put in the film work. It's exciting to see with just the new makeup that they have with this team. I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, what about you, Brian? What stands out the most?
Vince Wilfork and J.J. Watt together. You know, what's that going to be like? We talked about this for months now. To have J.J. Watt, for my money, the best defensive player in the NFL, Vince Wilfork in the middle, Jared Krick on the right side, and then, all right, we got Jadeveon Clowney, who can occasionally go in and rush the passer. That's unbelievable. Now, it has to work, and Clowney's got to prove it. He can do it on the field. But to have Wilfork and Watt together with, you know, a pretty good linebacking core, and then Jonathan Joseph and Kareem Jackson, your DBs, that's pretty nasty if it works.
Hey, what does the Wilfork addition mean for guys that played the position that you played?
When you have a guy in the interior like that and who can put pressure on the quarterback, as well as stop the run, it's easier for DBs to make plays. I mean, always sitting back there just drooling, waiting to see the quarterback throw the ball. And it's in the air, we make plays all day. With somebody like that, and I mean, not to take away from J.J. and all, but somebody that can plug the interior such helps everybody out in the defense.
I bet you were chuckling when you saw the cell phone footage when the Texans were practicing with Washington, and he basically tackled a running back by throwing his center back into him. That's pretty cool, huh?
And that's what you want in a guy like that. I mean, he plays like that all the time. You know, I hated playing against him. You know what I mean? And now they have opportunity. This team, man, they're going to embrace that guy. And obviously what he brings is just leadership. You know, of course he can play, but the leadership that he brings, and he's seen it done numerous occasions, Super Bowl champ. I mean, the sky's the limit for this defense as well.
You just brought up the word leadership. None of us have brought up the name Brian Cushing yet. that's a big addition as well, because he looks like he's back to at least closer to the Brian Cushing that we know from 2011 and before.
Yeah, if this defense is what we think it could be, if it's a top five defense, it's going to be obviously J.J. Watt, Vince Wilfork, the defensive backs. But Brian Cushing is the centerpiece of this defense. As much as we talk about Watt, they're not the same without Brian Cushing. He's the heart and soul of this defense when it clicks. He's had two season-ending knee injuries. He's healthy now. He's motivated. He's focused. This is a huge year for him. If we can get the old-school Brian Cushing, this defense can be one of the best defenses in the NFL.
Do people not talk about Cushing enough, maybe?
I mean, when you have someone like J.J., you know, all respect to Brian, who's kind of like taking over the whole media and the football world, I mean, it's hard to just step up with that. But you have two guys. I mean, Brian is on right, man. He is, like you were saying earlier, it's the heartbeat of this team. I mean, without him, it's no telling where this defense can go. I mean, this guy is just a motivator, just the way how he carries himself on and off the field with his family. You know, and he come to work every day, and he's ready to grind. In the locker room, in the weight room, on the field, this guy's always intense, and you love to play with somebody like that.
All right, well, I love talking football with you guys, and we're going to keep things intense here. But we got to get with John Harris a little bit later for some X's and O's talk, and we also get our first look tomorrow at Brian Hoyer in a regular season game for the Houston Texans. We're going to discuss that when Texans Extra Points comes back.